The following is inspired by a true story.
In their backyard, Henry walks with his dad, Mel, who carries a chainsaw.
I just wonder if it's ever going to happen for me. You know, girl-wise.
Trust me, Henry, you'll meet a girl when you least expect it. Let's just hope it happens while you still got the hair.
When I was 11, my parents got divorced, which made me like 50% of kids in America.
Okay, tell me which tree to cut down.
One kind of huge difference was...
He leads Mel to a tree.
This one right here.
My dad was blind. As in, can't see the tree he's about to cut down, blind.
Henry circles the tree, his wavy hair flowing down his neck.
Mom gave me that delightful haircut, and despite what it looks like, she can see fine.
Two quick things. How tall is the tree, and where's the house?
Wow. Super tall and over your left shoulder.
My left shoulder.
You know what? Let's just go get some ice cream. I'll buy.
Nonsense. My kids want a pool, they're getting a pool. Okay. This is now a danger zone. Go inside until I yell safety zone.
But shouldn't we just...
Danger zone!
Wearing safety glasses, Mel begins cutting the trunk. Henry runs to the house where his sister Katie joins him.
Why is he wearing safety glasses?
Safety glasses? That's what's wrong with this picture?
Sawdust showers Mel as their mom, Joyce, comes outside.
Mel, what are you doing? Those are my good gardening gloves. His hands sweat like feet.
And his eyes don't work.
Joyce watches with a soft smile as Mel makes a precise diagonal cut and the tree starts to fall.
Timber!
Henry breaks into a wide-eyed grin.
Safety zone!
One down, three to go.
Growing Up Fisher, created by DJ Nash. Video description by Caption Max. In their front yard, Henry and Mel toss a football near a stack of firewood.
It wasn't crazy that my parents got divorced. What was crazy was the way I found out. First, a little backstory.
When Fisher explodes out of the backfield. When he lacks in size, he more than makes up for in spirit.
Dad went blind when he was 12.
He's in the 30s, 20. He's not forgetting about the big tree. He's fast. He's quick.
He's got one more play before clarinet practice.
But he never let the fact that he couldn't see keep him from doing anything. Even when it probably should have.
Cut harder.
I know.
Katie parallel parks between two dumpsters.
There. In. Perfect.
Are you sure?
She's on the curb. Henry and Joyce watch.
Which one's blind again?
A magazine.
With the divorce coming, Mom was on a quest to find herself. And along the way, she found a ton of new things.
Button, should I get one of these water bras?
Mom, I'm your son.
Which is why I trust your opinion.
Lifts her boobs.
New mom? Old mom? New mom?
Get the bra.
Old mom? Okay.
Katie parks.
I'm never gonna get my license. You have a better chance of getting your license.
Katie, you're a Fisher. You can do anything you set your mind to.
Get ready, people. Here it comes.
I went to law school blind.
You do realize it's impossible to compete with that.
I do. Sweetie, you can totally do this. You just need to be shown how.
He gets out.
Uh-oh. Mom, Dad's gonna...
She puffs on a long tube and exhales a thin plume.
What is that?
It's an electronic cigarette. You guys have been on me to quit smoking the other ones. Huh?
It's mango.
Mel gets behind the wheel.
Mel, you should not be driving.
And you should not be smoking air fresheners. Why don't you slap on a patch like everybody else?
You know how ridiculous I would look with a patch?
He puts the car in gear.
Okay, here we go. Tell me when I'm lined up with their bumper.
You're not seriously gonna... Now!
You turn the wheels to the left until you're lined up with the rear bumper of their car.
You're there!
Right, and then you turn back this way. And you drop it right in.
He's parked perfectly. Mel steps out and takes a bow. The car starts rolling.
Dad!
I got it!
Next to my dad, the coolest guy I knew, was my best friend, Run Yen.
Mel, baby! Khakis go with everything. Smart. Suspenders and a belt? I'm gonna give you a pass. Because the whole eyes, no worky thing.
Hello, Run Yen. You know, I'd kick you out if I didn't think it was important for my son to have black friends.
Mel reaches for the coffee pot.
Well played. Touché.
Run Yen holds it out.
Coffee?
Run Yen was one of the few people outside our family who knew Dad was blind. That's right. Before the divorce, Dad actually hid his blindness.
Bill Duffy, I'd like you to meet Mel Fisher.
He extends his hand.
He never lied to anyone, but he did trick him a lot.
Come here! You are not too big to get a hug from your old man.
What do we got?
Table's 10 steps away, and Beecher's at 6 o'clock. Glenn's on the left, and his fly is wide open.
Facing the client, Mel strides to the restaurant table and extends his hand.
Sam? Mel Fisher? Hope you don't mind, I brought our youngest associate. Taekwondo got canceled.
Glenn? Barndor?
Henry joins them at the table. At home, Henry and Run Yen play Monopoly.
With me at his side, I could help him with anything.
Dude, at this point, I basically own you.
Ow!
Except that damn coffee table.
Every time!
No, baby, my hotel! You're killing me!
For as long as I could remember, I was his human guide dog. Which is why I was so surprised when he got a real one.
Sweet! We got a dog?
Button, sit down. Your father and I have something we want to tell you.
Katie joins them.
Really? We're doing this now?
This is awesome. Yeah, wait. I thought we couldn't get a dog because Mom's allergic.
Henry, it's a seeing eye dog.
The correct term is guide dog. He doesn't see for me. He guides me. It's like a GPS.
GPS that just ate my new water bra.
Which somebody left on a low table. Henry, look. Son, when two parties have entered into a contract and they've reached an impasse, both parties reserve the right to...
We can't dance around this. Henry, when two trees grow beside each other and one tree can't grow in the shade of the other, it might want to spread its wings.
I'm sorry, trees have wings?
Yes, they do, Mel, and they would like to enroll in some courses at the local community college.
Henry's eyes dart between them.
Do you understand, honey?
Mm-hmm. Can we name him Optimus Prime?
Absolutely.
No, Joyce, no. He has a name. It's Elvis.
Oh, what about Chewbacca?
Whatever you want, sweetheart.
No, no. All right, you know what? Forget about the dog and the name. And, God, every time.
Unbelievable.
Katie kneels beside her brother.
Bug, what they're trying to say is...
We still
will
love each
be
other.
A family.
Yeah.
Right on the bone.
Dad's moving out. That's why he got the dog.
And that was the super smooth way my parents told me they were getting divorced.
Later, outside a hotel.
A lot of kids blame themselves for their parents' divorce.
Thank you.
He enters without Henry.
Forward.
But I was pretty certain this one was the dog's fault.
Well, we're either going to need the bathrobes back, or we're going to charge you the $295. I gotta go.
Can I help you?
Yes, checking in.
Okay, no dogs allowed.
It's okay, he's a guide dog.
Yeah, no pets. Did you see the sign?
I did not.
Right. Well, we have a very strict no pets policy.
I have a strict don't break the law policy.
Ooh, yeah. Kevin, if you can still take a sick day, I do it.
I am a blind attorney.
Cannot see a thing.
And California Civil Code 54.1 makes it illegal to deny lodging to anyone using a service animal.
It's a civil code, Kev. Our hands are tied.
If you don't give me a room right now, I will sue you so hard that when the dust settles, you'll be calling this the Mel Fisher Hotel.
Kevin jumps.
You know a good lawyer, Kev? Because I do.
Mel beams. Later, Henry and Mel eat ice cream in Mel's room.
Boy, our new friend Kevin really redeemed himself with these hot fudge sundaes.
Yeah, that last bite was like all fudge.
How those veal chops treating you, Elvis?
Mel touches his watch.
It's 5:09 p.m.
Uh-oh. I promised you Mom I'd have you home for dinner, so whatever she's making, you're hungry.
Or, I could stay here and help you navigate the hotel.
Buddy, listen.
Ooh, they have a couples massage. That could be fun.
Mel shakes his head.
There's nothing I'd love more, but Mom's expecting you. Don't worry about me. I got Elvis.
Henry sighs and gets up from the bed. As he grabs his bag and starts away, Elvis leaps onto the bed in his place.
And before I even got the hot fudge off my face, my job had been outsourced to a dog.
Henry glares and Elvis wags his tail. Back at the house, Henry steps out of a cab.
Dad may have kicked me out of the hotel, but at least when I got home, Mom was waiting for me with open arms. And a vacuum.
I love you, Peanut, but you're covered in doggy dander. Arms up! I want you to know that even though there's a lot of changes going on, we are still just a regular family. Okay? All right, turn around. I gotta vacuum your butt. Thank you.
I thought I was staying over, but I guess he doesn't need me.
Joyce spins him around.
Buddy, I promise you, as soon as Dad gets an apartment, you can stay with him as much as you want.
Katie comes outside.
Did I miss it? Did you see Mom's new toy?
I don't know what the big deal is.
Is that a pipe? You betcha.
You guys said the electronic cigarette looked ridiculous, and I am a mom who listens.
So, just to recap, my dad replaced me with a guide dog, and my mom became Popeye. It was a big week for the Fisher family.
Stepping off a school bus.
I'll tell you what you gotta do, okay? You gotta find something that you can do that Elvis can't.
Like what?
Like, teach Mel Baby the latest dance moves.
Oh my god, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen a dog that can pop and lock. It's...
No, look.
He points to a rental sign.
I'm gonna get my dad an apartment. That's something a dog can't do.
And that's also something a sixth grader can't do. What are you doing? You cannot leave a field trip.
Cover for me.
He runs.
We signed the permission slip. I am not going back to Korea.
On the phone.
Wait, she's mad at me? Everybody brings wine to a dinner party. But I'm not everybody. That's why I bought a cactus. Can I help you?
Is the apartment still available?
Wait, you running away from home?
I guess technically my dad is.
Oh. Well, you bring him back and I'll give him a tour, okay? And a stress ball.
Manny, your better etiquette books will tell
you. Here's the deal. My dad's blind. I'm gonna be his eyes on this. If I like the place, he'll like the place. So how about you go ahead and give me that tour?
Later, they tour a spacious apartment.
This could work. Ooh, this molding is fantastic.
Henry peeks into a small room with shelves.
This is a tiny bedroom.
It's a pantry.
This is a huge pantry. What about dogs, Fred? Are they allowed in the building?
No pets.
What about guide dogs? Civil code 54.1 says you have to allow them.
Well, then I guess we're going to allow them. How old are you?
11 and a half. How old are you?
43.
Henry gives him a look.
And a half.
At the law firm, Elvis watches.
So you shredded the papers?
Objection!
This is not a trial, just a deposition. You'll answer.
I did, but only because I didn't think they were relevant to the case.
Random papers, not relevant. You thought, let's go ahead and shred them.
That's right. Objection!
Tell me you got every word of that, Janice.
All the way through, tell me you got every word of that, Janice.
I love you. Type that. Don't type that.
Can we please adjourn until tomorrow?
Thing is, we're all here today.
You got a phone call. Henry's principal. He was cursing a lot for an educator.
But if tomorrow's better for everyone, I say we do that. Hey,
later, the principal shows Henry a slip.
Is this not your signature? Did you not agree to stay with the group and say no to drugs?
I needed to find my dad an apartment.
Joyce and I have separated. It was mutual. Not that you asked, but just to be clear.
That's tough stuff. Wendy and I have taken a bit of a TO ourselves.
The place is great, Dad. It's an old converted bakery. It smells like you're sleeping in a muffin.
This is not about the apartment. Although I do like muffins. But this is about you wandering off down Griffin Street like the school rules don't apply to you.
Griffin Street, that's a sweet section of town.
Mel narrows his eyes.
The point is, you can't just go wandering off from a field. Is there laundry in the building?
4 washers, 3 dryers.
Cable?
Included.
Basic.
Premium.
Shut the front door.
Okay, I think we're all sold on the apartment. Can we get back to what my son did?
I think I know where you're headed with this, Mel, and I completely agree. I think given the circumstances, discipline should come from home on this one. And if you excuse me, I have an errand to run. Linda, pull up Westside Reynolds.
The principal grabs his jacket and hurries out.
Did he just leave?
Yep. Boom. That was easy.
Mel turns to him.
Don't worry. I gave the manager a $12 deposit. That apartment isn't going anywhere.
Neither are you. Your mom and I talked, and we decided you need to be punished.
What?
Yeah.
You know, when Bobby Lucido's parents split, he got a dirt bike.
Awesome. You're grounded for 2 weeks.
A fist.
Boom. Is that right? There's a hand thing, right?
Yeah.
So, I'd scored my dad this sweet apartment where he and his work buddies could toast their big win.
They settled for the full amount. Who settles for the full amount?
But I should have been over there celebrating with him.
There you go.
That should have been my potato chip.
A clothing store.
Instead, I was doing time at the mall, where Mom was trying on Katie's jeans and her adolescence.
I think boys' pants hurt. That's how I know they look good.
Mom, you can't buy the same pants as me.
Why not? They're awesome. It's not like I'm getting the belt. Should I get the belt? Can I try on the belt?
You may not. Henry, tell Mom to take off her pants.
Can we just all keep our pants on?
Henry answers his phone.
Hey, Dad.
I need you to come over right away.
Elvis got out.
Joyce looks in a mirror.
Okay, I'm just gonna say what we're all thinking. That is not the tush of a mom. Pow!
Henry looks to his sister, and Katie shakes her head.
I took Elvis for a walk, and when we got back, I went into the pantry to get his food, and I guess I must have left the front door open.
God, this place is great. I wish I could live here.
Guys, missing guide dog.
Right, I'll take Sherlock. You go with Magoo.
Katie pulls Joyce away, clutching her pipe. Henry starts off.
Henry?
Mel holds out his hand. Henry beams, then hurries back to his dad's hand. They head off.
Thanks, buddy.
Outside, they ride a bike.
Elvis, come on!
Elvis!
Where are you? Elvis!
Elvis!
In the car.
Elvis! Elvis!
You gotta slow down.
I'm going 6.
A jogger passes them.
Ugh, I really gotta start jogging again.
Henry inches along.
Elvis!
Can you go any faster?
You weigh like 4,000 pounds.
Switch.
What?
I'm driving.
No way.
I went to law school.
Just take the bike.
Quick question. Instagram. Is that something I should be doing?
Actually, none of this is something you should be doing. The pipe, the water bra, my jeans. You already had your chance to be a teenager.
Oh, I kind of didn't. In case you haven't done the math, I was very young when I had you.
Accident. Message received.
I went from being someone's daughter to being someone's wife to being someone's mother.
Oh, while we're putting things out there, I would rather not be my mother's mother. Any chance we can make that happen?
Joyce's face falls. Mel pedals.
Elvis!
Elvis!
A little right, a little right. Look out!
Be more specific!
Danger zone! Stop the bike!
Mel breaks, and a truck narrowly misses them.
Oh. Good call.
Yeah.
Later, back at the apartment.
I guess I'll just call the Guide Dog Foundation and tell them what happened. Hey, I can't be the first blind guy to lose a dog, right? Henry, do you see my phone?
Oh, here.
He bumps the dog bowl.
Hey, Dad.
Thanks, buddy.
It's weird.
What's weird?
Elvis left without eating any of his food.
God, I wish I had that kind of discipline.
Matthew Horowitz's office, please.
The pantry.
He opens the door and Elvis walks out.
Hey, guys, keep it down. I'm on the phone. Yeah, Mr. Horowitz, there's no easy way to tell you this.
Dad, Henry found Elvis.
Thanks for the great guide dog. Keep up the good work. Let's talk soon.
He hangs up.
Well done, pal. Consider yourself ungrounded.
Sweet.
Joyce saunters over to Mel.
Okay, Mel. I know what you did.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You put Elvis in the pantry.
He puts a finger to his lips.
Kind of like what you did on our first date. Taking your brother to the museum the day before and memorizing all those paintings.
Yeah, well, that trick got me a second date.
That second date got us Katie.
You said Henry needed to be needed. You think two divorced people can keep a little secret?
Katie only told me what Dad did years later. Like I said, he never lied, but he did trick us a lot.
Runyon walks in with a dog.
Hey, look who I found.
He spots Elvis.
Damn it!
When people say seeing eye dog, they're wrong. The dog doesn't see for you, it guides you. Safely. In the direction you're supposed to be heading.
Later, the family laughs over a takeout dinner.
Well, at first I thought Elvis was breaking our family up. It turns out that big ball of fur was really bringing us closer together.
On the sidewalk outside, Katie catches up to Joyce.
The divorce would allow all of us to finally discover who we needed to be.
She buckles her belt around Joyce.
For Mom, it would take a lot longer than anyone would have ever expected.
They link arms and head off. Henry and Mel play catch.
For Dad,
here, look!
This would be the beginning of an amazing journey.
Shut them pass!
As hard as it was for him to get a guide dog and admit to the world that he was blind, it was even more important for him to be a good father.
Help us! Hey, buddy, I got you something.
Mel feels along a countertop. Henry spots a small envelope and slides it closer to his dad's hand. Mel picks it up. Mel hands it over, and Henry finds a key inside.
At the time, I would have changed just about everything that was happening.
This is not my apartment. This is our apartment.
But looking back, I wouldn't change a thing.
Henry leaps in for a hug, and they smile.
Henry, let's go!
If it gets bad, grab the goldfish and go to the Schumachers.
Henry grabs his jacket and heads out.
Love you.
Love you.
Elvis follows him out.
That day, I learned something that I would have to learn over and over again.
Hey! Guide dog out here!
That sometimes, the tough moments in life often make way for greater things than you could possibly imagine.
Do you live here?
Henry sees a girl standing in the neighboring doorway. He glances down at his key.
Yeah, I guess I do. You're lucky your dad's blind.
He cocks his head.
They don't let us have dogs in the building.
They share a long look, and the girl raises her eyebrows.
My mom smokes a pipe. What? I just want you to know everything. Oh, I'm Jenny. Oh, I'm...
Sweetie, dinner!
See you around?
They wave, and Jenny heads into her apartment. Henry nods.
Right?